In the United States, the economy is booming, and millionaires are popping up everywhere. Anybody with a few dollars and a little imagination can get rich. But how do you act when you're a millionaire? Andrew Carnegie, who has more millions than anybody else, sets himself up as the Emily Post of plutocracy as he preaches a new gospel of wealth in 1900.
I quote from the Gospel of Wealth, published 25 years ago. This then is toil to be the duty of the man of wealth. First, to set an example of modest, unostentatious living, shunning display. To provide moderately for the legitimate wants of those dependent upon him. And after doing so, to consider all surplus revenues which come to him simply as trust funds, which he is strictly bound, as a matter of duty, to administer in the manner which in his judgment is best calculated to produce the most beneficial results for the community. The man of wealth, thus becoming the mere trustee and agent for his poorer brethren, bringing to their service his superior wisdom, experience, and ability to administer.
Thomas Alva Edison, the Wizard of Menlo Park, the man of a thousand inventions. In 1908, he is 61 years old, and most of his great work is behind him. He has wealth and honor, but there is a certain wistfulness in his voice as he addresses a convention of electrical engineers via another of his many inventions.